Good morning. Coming up on 910 on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Wednesday edition of the program. First Wednesday of the month, and that means Candy Westbrook here with us and a report from Business Over Breakfast. How are you doing, Candy?
Hi, good morning. Doing good.
Hey, good to have you here.
Yeah. So,
I know it's always fun to hear what's going on. We get kind of all our updates here at the start of the month from Business Over Breakfast.
Exactly.
So have a good crowd over there.
Good crowd, good sized crowd, yeah. A lot of good announcements. So, and then a few other things going. So, but yeah, we started off with the hospital, CRMC, telling a little bit about, of course, all their services, but specifically on the new clinic they're working on. So, the current one they have is hard to get into if you're disabled. It's a very old building, a lot of issues. I didn't even realize this, but all their utilities and stuff are in concrete walls. So if they have to repair something, they have to like punch a hole in a wall, basically. But just a lot of issues. And so they are in the process of fundraising to build a new center, a new clinic. It'll be more efficient. It'll be patient-friendly. And also help with physician recruitment. All rural towns face that challenge right now. So they are 60% funded right now, and they're trying to work on the last little part. And so they're getting close. And hopefully we'll be seeing that. They are doing tours today from 12 to 1 if you want to see the old facility and get an idea of why there's such this need. But that's going on right now. So we also had Sheriff Wade and Under Sheriff Williams from Montgomery County and shared all kinds of great stuff. In fact, we had probably a good 20-minute discussion with the crowd, so it was great. But one thing he did point out I thought was very interesting. In the last 20 years, the crime rate has dropped in our county 54% in burglaries. And one of the areas that Mr. Wade thought might be a part of it is they took on a new program where they patrol more of the rural areas and the counties. You know, your city has obviously your local force, police force, but those other smaller areas in the past weren't patrolled much.
Okay.
So now those people that want that ease of crime, I'll just go to a out in the country or some small town and get away with it. Not getting away with it now. So so they've reduced that, and I just continue to see that good trend happening. So
that's great.
Really glad about that. Yeah.
Trying to maintain that presence and everything.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. We also had the Director of Emergency Management for the county, Rick Whitson, and two really great things I want to share today. I was so glad he was there today, kind of giving an update. One was an update on the levee project. So that's been an ongoing thing the last few years of trying to work on getting that levee mitigated so there's less issues if we have a future flooding. And eventually the goal is to raise the levee. That is like basically an act of Congress. It seems like it's like a $15 million project. So that's the eventual end result. But right now they're just working on a whole bunch of different things to make sure they can beyond there and mitigate less issues. But the reason that there's such a push for this right now, number one, we have a lot of expansions in the area. So CVR just expanded. We've got the Bartlett Soy Plant up north and a lot of other industries and major highway going right there. So if anything happens in the future, it is going to make a major impact, not just in Coffeyville, but our whole region, right?
Yeah.
So they're definitely working on that, making some good progress. Hopefully in the next few months I'll come and I'll have Rick come and just share some updates on how that's working. And he did say one thing, knock on wood, I don't think this is going to happen, but the last two times we've had some flooding or close to flooding has been right after a year of a drought. So the drought happens, the next year there tends to be extra rain. We just had a major drought, so if history repeats itself, this might be a year, but we're hoping not. So.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it is one of those things that unless we do something, it will overtop again. It's just a matter of just how it works.
Yeah. So the good thing is they've got so many people working on it. We've got state senators and congressmen and all kinds of people. So it's moving forward. The other thing Rick shared was really great was the misconception about boil orders. So we hear, oh, we're on a boil watch or an order, and we think it's an emergency, but they actually do not consider that an emergency. I guess the thought is, okay, we're on a boil watch or whatever, so we need all these free services and all this water donated. Technically, they can't get emergency money for water to be donated. You can boil your water. So they don't consider it an emergency. Thankfully, Walmart and other places have donated pallets, mainly to help with like hospitals and stuff like that who can't keep up with the boil. But he did mention that even if you're under a boil watch, most of the time you can still drink the water. We're scared to. It's a precaution is what it is. It's KDH set these parameters. But the parameters are like really low. So as Rick mentioned, it's good to be cautious, but don't panic. In the future, it's okay. You can boil some water. But yeah, so anyway, this last one, we were good. So they did the testing and everything was great.
Yeah,
so
it was just an abundance of caution on their part. So yeah, like you said, the threshold is pretty darn low.
It is really low. So like you said, if you drink it, you know, so. Okay, so that was our big major ones from breakfast. A lot of other good announcements that I will share, though. I just got back from Topeka. I spent a couple days up there talking with our legislators and a few other great people. Good things happening, some good progress. But one thing that was really awesome to hear, got to meet with Lieutenant Tolan, and he was talking about Kansas really making its mark on economic development. In the third quarter of last year, Kansas ranked number one across the United States in like economic development projects, in GDP, and just kind of something that we've always been in the middle of the road of. Kansas is, any survey, we're always in the middle, right? In the middle of everything. But we're leading the pack. And so that's really good, good momentum, a lot of it down here in Southeast Kansas. So that was really good to hear. And they are going to continue working on some things to capitalize on that growth right now. So that was good. Okay, a few other things. At the recent City Commission meeting, they announced city awards. Not going to list them all, but I did want to shout out to two people that had 30-year anniversaries. So Bruce Bell and Shane Brown. So congratulations to you. Another good thing, USD 445 Wellness Council received a grant from Blue Cross and Blue Shield Pathways to Healthy Kansas, and they're using it to increase physical activity, improve water availability, staff wellness, and offer nutrition education in the K through second classrooms. So congrats to them. That was great to see that. So the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge is back for Montgomery County students. This is a great opportunity for students that are thinking about a business or a business concept, whether individually or as a group. And you can get the application and all the details that are in our newsletter or call me at the chamber and I can tell you about it. But just a great way to encourage those students to think entrepreneurial and just a good opportunity, I guess, just to try something new out.
Oh, yeah.
So I like I said, I love it. I was able to be a judge a couple years back and a good event. I mentioned the soy crushing facility up north. They are looking to complete this fall. So excited to have that open. I know they're opening up site storage soon, though. So they're going to go ahead and start storing all the grains, and they're going to start accepting that from all the farmers, and then they'll actually start the crushing process this fall. They are doing a huge campaign for jobs right now. So a lot of job openings right now if you're looking. I have got a flyer they sent me. I'm getting ready to download it. And then we'll put that on our job board so you can go out to the Chamber website.
Okay.
And
get that. I didn't know if they were going to do like a job fair or something
They
like
are
that.
Considering doing something. I know they're working with like some employment services, Kansas Works and stuff. They didn't give me a date on a job fair specifically yet. I think right now they're just kind of getting the word out on the jobs. But yeah, tons of them. So 100 to 200 I think they're doing initially. So yeah, and a really good opportunity. So okay, a few other things from our businesses. Coffeeville Coffee Company's got a promotion going on right now. If you order any two items online during the month of February, the month of love, then you're entered into a drawing to win two free coffees of your choice. Also, speaking of February and Valentine's, the drink of the month for the Terramanth Coffee House is Cardamom Rose. It's a latte made with house-made syrup, so couple things for February. Mm-hmm. A couple other things going on in February. This, today actually, is the deadline for tickets for the Chocolate Serenade. That'll be this Saturday at CCC. But if you want to get tickets, last day to get those in today. Also, February 10th, a couple other things going on. It's a bit busy day. Everybody's doing things at once. The Ambassador Trivia Night. I know as of yesterday, they only had one team opening left. It was getting packed. So if you're still wanting to have a team, you better call or get that on that today, because that'll be going on the 10th. Tyro Church has the Beloved Banquet for Valentine's Day, so they are doing tickets for that. And then the Shrine Barn is having a, they didn't call it Valentine's, but it's a, I think it's a Valentine's theme, a dinner and music. It's open to the whole public. You can see the details and the phone numbers on our website, or call me later today and I can get you that information. But that'll be this Saturday as well. A couple other things coming up. The Kiwanis is having a pancake and sausage feed on March 9th. It's all you can eat. It'll be from 7 to 11 at the First Baptist Church. And it's a fundraiser. And all of it goes back to, actually, I got a list earlier today, probably about 20 different things that they donate to. But a couple of them are scholarships, the Key Club at the high school, Shop with a Cop, and Boys and Girls Club. So all those fundraisers stay here locally and help out our community. Also coming up in March, the CCC choir is having a paper drive. That'll be March 21st, 10 to 3, and collecting paper products from the community. So you just basically, starting now up until March, just start stocking away all your old paper. I know they're doing like magazines and shredded paper, newspapers, lightweight boxes, everything. So collect all those and then bring them up on the 21st, and they'll have a recycle day basically for all that. So that's coming up as well. And let me make sure I didn't miss anything else. Those were the biggest things coming up. But like I said, go out to the website. That's where all those events are. And I got an email about 3 more events coming up. So I'll be getting the calendar up to date today. Yay. So lots to happen because it's getting nice out. I think we're going to have another cold snap.
Yeah, we're going to get a little cold, but yeah, this the next few days is going to be windy and warm, so
yeah, good.
We'll take that.
I will.
And I know the pillar's coming down on 9th Street. I've been working on that.
Thank you, because they are closing 9th Street for a few days for that, so be careful. I think, does that start Friday and go through next Wednesday?
Sherry, remind us on the... Today. It does start today. Yeah.
Okay, Wednesday. Yep. Okay, yes.
Yep.
So, yeah, just... avoid that area, go to the back parking lot or go down another route. But yeah, that'll be closed, and I'm interested to see how it looks. It's going to feel so weird, you know, because we're so used to those. I think it's going to be a good thing.
Yeah, that's going to be great. So yeah. Lots of stuff moving forward.
Yeah.
Exciting times.
Yep.
Okay, well, Candy, we appreciate you coming by.
Absolutely.
As always.
So,
All right, look forward to chatting again here real soon. That's our Wednesday Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce update here on the Mighty 690 with Candy Westbrook. And coming up here in just a few, we will continue Open Line on the Mighty 690 KGGF.